This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed back to the Middle East to visit multiple countries, including Israel, amid rising fears the conflict there is spreading. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sane reports.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller had this announcement Thursday.
Over the course of the next week, the secretary will visit Turkey, Greece, Jordan, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Israel, the West Bank, and Egypt for meetings with foreign counterparts and others.
Fears of the Israel-Hamas conflict spreading into a regional war have grown after the targeted killing of Hamas Deputy Chief Saleh al-Aruri in Lebanon on Tuesday, an attack that Israel has neither confirmed nor denied that it carried out. Cindy Sane, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Germany's foreign minister is insisting ahead of a trip to the Middle East that Israel must do more for the protection of the civilian population in its war against Hamas in Gaza. Annalena Baerbock reiterated staunch ally Germany's solidarity for Israel in its fight against quote-unquote blind terror and underlined its right to defend itself. But she called for more humanitarian pauses and said Friday, quote, peace can't be won if the prospect of a life in dignity dries up, if Gaza is uninhabitable after the war. South Korea conducted a live fire drill of heavy-duty weapons on Friday after North Korea fired more than 200 artillery rounds near a disputed maritime border on the same day. The exchange led residents of two remote South Korean islands on the western maritime frontier to evacuate to bomb shelters at the instruction of the South's military. This is VOA News. Russia defends territory against a Ukraine drone attack, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia says its air defenses downed dozens of Ukrainian drones in occupied Crimea and southern Russia as Kyiv presses its strategy of targeting the Moscow-annexed peninsula and taking the 22-month war well beyond Ukraine's borders. Air raid sirens wailed in Sebastopol, the largest city in Crimea, and traffic was suspended for a second straight day on a key bridge connecting the peninsula with Russia's southern Krasnodar region. Meanwhile, the U.S. says Russia has acquired ballistic missiles from North Korea and is seeking them from Iran for use in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iranian officials have tried to link Israel and the U.S. to an Islamic State group claimed suicide bombing while speaking to a mass funeral for some of the 89 people killed in the attack. They are seeking to intertwine the assault with wider Middle East tensions from the Israel-Hamas war. The funeral Friday came as the death toll in the attack rose to at least 89. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard linked the attack to the U.S. The gathered crowd shouted, "Death to America and death to Israel." South African former Paralympic star Oscar Pistorius was released on parole on Friday, nearly 11 years after murdering his girlfriend, model Reva Steenkamp. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
After completing more than half his sentence, a parole board in November decided he could be freed. On Friday, the country's prisons department confirmed that now 37-year-old Pistorius is on parole. His behavior will be closely monitored until his sentence expires in December 2029. He is expected to live at the home of his uncle, Arnold Pistorius, in a wealthy Pretoria suburb, according to local media. His early release came after a victim-offender mediation with Steenkamp's family under South Africa's restorative justice system. The program brings the parties affected by a crime together in order to find closure.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says global food prices for commodities like grain and vegetable oil fell last year from record highs in 2022. The agency said Friday the FAO food price index was 13.7% lower than last year, but its measure of sugar and rice prices were growing in that time. The drop in food commodity prices in 2023 comes despite a difficult year for food security around the world. Climate effects like dry weather, flooding, combined with fallout from conflicts like the war in Ukraine have hurt developing nations especially. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.